Is everybody ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Thank you, Legislator Wells. Calling the June 4th Economic Development Planning Education Employment Arts and Agriculture Committee meeting to order. Clerk Mahler, will you please call the roll?
Absolutely. Chair Sperry. Deputy Chair, you didn't. Here.
Huh?
Here.
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz. Legislator Clinton. Legislator Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Hewitt.
Here.
Legislator Stewart.
Here.
And Legislator Walls.
Here.
You have 5 members present, 2 absent.
Perfect. And can we just take a moment to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, so just a note on meeting structure. I just want to remind everybody that priority is given to committee members for discussion and questions. Resolution sponsors are also given priority, and it's the chair's discretion to open up the floor to non-members. Now, the first thing on our agenda is approving the April 30th meeting minutes. Any discussion or questions?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful. The first resolution for review is resolution number 168, which is adopting proposed local law number 1 of 2024, a local law amending Article 3, hotel and motel room occupancy tax of the Code of the County of Ulster in relation to determination of taxable rent. This resolution was referred back to our committee at the legislative session on May 14th. Last Tuesday, May 28th, the Occupancy Tax Working Group met, and there was some discussion and proposed amendments were made, and they have been included in your packets. I would like to recognize Legislator Nolan to discuss what was talked about in that meeting, give us an update, and then we'll figure out where we're going to go from there.
Thank you, Chair. The working group felt that there were probably at least 2 amendments at a minimum that would be needed on this law. There was a request for further data, which might lead to further amendments. So the 2 that have been incorporated so far are to increase the number of non-passive recreation activities that would qualify for an 80-20 split on the occupancy tax from more than 1 to more than 5. And the definition of non-passive recreational activity is expanded by adding a long list of examples, including skiing, golfing, entertainment, to address concerns have been raised that too many hotels or motels might qualify. So I think given that the working group anticipates potentially having more amendments or at least more information to provide to the committee following some preparation of questions that go to the venues that have provided us with some data, we would recommend that this resolution be postponed for 1 month. We have contacted the sponsor, and he is agreeable to that postponement, but we need a member of the committee to make those motions.
Wonderful. Any questions? Is there somebody that's willing to make a motion to postpone the resolution?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Nolan, for that. The next resolution is number 279, approving the 2024-25 Ulster County Community College budget, SUNY Ulster. Any discussion or questions from the committee members? And I would like to recognize Dr. Buckley is here. Dr. Buckley, is there anything you'd like to add? Okay. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Motion.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, passes. Thank you, Dr. Buckley, for coming.
Got a couple more.
Oh, yes. But this is the big one. This is the big one. Not trying to kick you out.
Oh, no.
Okay, resolution number 280, amending capital project number 541, SUNY Ulster Facilities Equipment, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, SUNY Ulster. Any questions on this resolution? Motion to adopt?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful. Resolution 280 is adopted. Okay. Wonderful. So, all right. Resolution number 282, amending capital project number 546, SUNY Ulster Technology Upgrade, amending the 2024-29 Capital Project Fund, SUNY Ulster. Discussion or questions? A motion to adopt?
I'll make the motion.
Would there be a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And motion 282 is adopted. The next resolution is resolution number 284, amending capital project number 624, SUNY Ulster Children's Center renovations, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, SUNY Ulster. Any discussion or questions? Go ahead, Legislator Stewart.
I was just curious.
Dr. Buckley.
Dr. Buckley, how many children are served by this facility?
So we're at capacity. That's a good question right now. I can follow up and get the exact numbers for you, and I can send an email. So.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. I was just kind of looking for a ballpark, but yeah.
I'd rather be accurate.
Okay, I understand, so thank you.
Sure.
And so just so you guys know, this is for the exterior envelope of the SUNY Ulster Children's Center. It's at the end of its life cycle and in need of a full renovation. So it's basically for the construction renovation services.
Yeah, the outside, and it went up. They just completed the design phase, and there were some more issues uncovered. So kind of wrapping the existing facility in a more sound.
Great. Okay, motion to adopt. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 284 is adopted. Resolution number 286, establishing capital project number 701, SUNY Ulster, minor critical maintenance, amending the 2024-29 capital project fund, SUNY Ulster. This is due to the aging infrastructure, SUNY Ulster is in need of funding to set up for handling minor critical maintenance. And this is a split between the state and the county.
Yeah. So this is, we're accessing DASNY does have funds for emergencies, and this would allow us to then, by establishing this project, access DASNY's emergency fund. So if a boiler went out or sidewalks need to be repaired or things like that. Mm-hmm. So less than a normal DASNY capital fund project. So it's available and allowing us to tap into it.
Any questions or discussion?
I love the oxymoron, minor and critical.
It's a spectrum, Legislator Collins.
That's super expensive, but critical. That's a boiler.
That's the distinction from huge.
A boiler. It's very expensive. Yeah. I think we'll have
page two.
Capital
projects. Is there a second page?
Is there an actual dollar figure at which something goes from minor to major?
Yes, there is with DASNY. So it used to be, so something, you know, like a boiler, which would be 20,000, is not enough to trigger a DASNY And so we would be left then absorbing a lot of those smaller costs. Sidewalks are a big one that we've been doing ourselves because it's not enough to trigger a DASNY.
Great. Motion to adopt resolution number 286.
Motion.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful. Resolution number 286 has been adopted.
No one. You should definitely read that.
288? Okay, so it has been brought to my attention that this next resolution may or may not be on your agenda.
I didn't copy double-sided.
But you printed that yourself?
I did indeed.
See, that's why. This is why.
Shown up.
Cook Mahler, you need to do better.
I promise I will.
Resolution number 288, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $39,500, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Alfondry Architecture PC and the Department of Economic Development. I know Amanda's not here. This is amending the original contract to extend the term through November 30th, 2024, and add $39,500 to the contract, including consulting services during the fit up of the space. This is for our space in iPark 87. This was discussed at length in our most recent UCEDA meeting. Basically, what's going to happen is Alfondry Architecture is going to stay on board to oversee the fit up of the Ulster County space in iPark 87. And so I do know that there is a work letter available, which can be shared with you guys if you want to see it. Do you have any questions? I can do my best to answer them, but I'm just sharing with you what I know through my sitting on the UCEDA council.
This is not a question about this resolution per se, but it's a question like, when do we receive notifications of the UCEDA meetings? I don't believe those appear in our weekly update.
Aren't they on the? They should be on the calendar, and they are on the up.
They are on the weekly update. Yeah. Okay, my apologies. I've managed.
And we meet monthly.
Okay.
Yeah. So usually, when is our meeting? It's like after session. I'm just trying to remember like where it happens in the.
Day after session, I believe. Wednesday after session.
No, we're Mondays, and I think it's the week after session, but. You guys are definitely welcome to come. And they're also recorded, and I think the audio is provided on the UCEDA website. Mm-hmm. Any questions about this resolution?
This one can meet the day before session.
This month, but mm-hmm. It's not always. That's
on Monday.
Yeah. It's always a Monday, but it's not always right before session.
Monday the 17th.
Yeah. Okay, is there a motion to adopt resolution number 288?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful. Resolution number 288 is adopted.
They don't know any of this also.
Does anybody have any forthcoming resolutions they'd like to discuss or share or... that pertain to economic development that are on your radar?
I had sent you an email regarding the Ag Society Fair.
Yes, and that's up to Chair Criswell. I believe that was the communication he gave, was that they were going to set up a meeting. I don't know what the update is on that, but I can definitely follow up with him. And we will have the Ulster County Fair happening in August. And we will need volunteers, by the way.
Yay!
Yay.
And you're all invited for a tour of building, the Animal Barn, so the 4-H kids will meet. All elected officials are invited on the Wednesday of the opening ceremony. That's July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be getting a communication from us.
Wonderful.
Which is an awesome thing.
Yes.
And I just want to be sure that people, when they sign up to take part in that they need to allow plenty of time to get to the fair. I mean, like an hour to get to the fair. So,
yeah.
I missed it last year because I was stuck in traffic.
Sure.
Which is something that is not common in all
the right.
And then there's a line to get into.
Yes.
Oh, I just say, I'm a legislator. I'm a
legislator coming through.
This is my bat.
Well, the line is to get through, but the traffic is a different story.
I think the Ag Society should send you all.
Like a special, there should be a list. Well, that could be a conversation. That could be part of the conversation when Chair Criswell meets with.
I think they're in the past, there's been a list.
Mm-hmm.
And if your name is on the list, you can give your name and get in.
Yeah, I remember that. Totally. And don't forget to support the 4-H Club and get a milkshake.
Yes, if you're not dairy intolerant.
Correct. Actually, we should maybe think about having dairy-free, maybe some oat milk or something. But then the ice cream, I know.
Just as long as you don't consider it non-supportive.
Yeah. Right.
Celebrate everyone else's milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, but we are also hoping to have the sensory safe space again at the fair. And I actually spoke to Essie the other day about putting together some promotional materials for Think Differently Ulster County to have them shared at the sensory safe space. So that's in the works as well.
Nice.
Any new business?
Since we have Director Wiedmeyer here, I wanted to just kind of touch base with you. Something that's been on my radar for a while is that I've been involved in. I know that Legislator Nolan was involved in this effort too. The Lower East Oprah Stream Management Plan, and I had some sort of initial conversations with Planning Director Doyle, and we were trying to figure out where that program could perhaps land at some point, as far as like having a home for the administrator who would be administering that program.
Yep.
And I was just wondering if you have had any discussions with the executive branch on that yet, or if that is something that sounds of interest to you.
Dennis and I have had discussions on the watershed. Definitely open to it. APIAC is helping us have a second technician. She's been helpful with, appropriate salaries and whatnot. And the only issue we have is that we're running out of space at our current office. We're allowed one more person. But still, even if we could have, I'm still open to helping. And if it has to, involve another position, we'll see what we can do.
Okay, great. I had last term, I had secured funding, $25,000 to help pay for an administrator for watershed groups. And I was informed by the county executive's office that due to some bookkeeping thing, that funds that were allocated and not used from the departments, that money is just gone. And so I was disappointed to hear that because, like I said, I was hoping that the $25,000 that I had secured through a budget amendment process that was very painful, that is no longer there. And so I would like to maybe set up a time to chat with you and try to figure out
I think how best
to go about doing this.
I think it's really a good idea to have the Lower Esopus and the Roundout and the Walk Hill somebody to assist with all the watersheds, because we have a heavy emphasis in New York City watershed. That's where all the funding goes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically a third of the county. portfolio with millions of dollars of resources, but the other two-thirds doesn't have that funding. So we've helped out the Lower Esopus. We did the Walk Hill Watershed Management Plan. We partnered with Orange County. We helped out with the Platicle Creek.
Right.
But, you know, again, there's basically two technical people in our shop in Highland.
Yeah.
So if we get the third position filled, maybe they could put, like, devote, you know, a percentage of their time to assist with that.
So I'm thinking perhaps, I mean, we'd have to check out if there is any funding currently built into the system for the Lower Esopus Management Program. And if not, I think we need to look at a budget amendment to provide funding for that administrative person who could administer that study, because it seems a shame to have spent all that time and effort and money in conducting the study and then to not do anything with it. And I know that, like I said, Dennis Loyal thought that your department would be, or your agency would be the correct landing spot for that.
Sounds good to me. You call me anytime.
Okay.
Melanie,
excellent.
Did you
want
to add something?
Thank you.
I did just want to sort of say that, so our Jakin and Cornell Cooperative Extension Soil and Water formed the Shokan Watershed Stream Management Program, which is, you know, a premier kind of stream management program where Jake takes the sort of more technical side of things. We do the education, research, and other programs. That program is funded pretty much entirely by New York City DEP. But in previous years, we have tried to free up some of our Cornell Cooperative Extension budget to be able to extend some of that knowledge and that highly specialized knowledge around stream geomorphology and other, like, highly technical and skills in which we're adept, because, you know, the streams don't know the boundaries, just the city watershed, right? So
right.
Many of them are all relevant. I don't feel comfortable kind of speaking too much to, but it's been a highly politicized thing, and that has not been welcomed when we have offered our resources in the past of like 10% of some of our staff that we would get off of New York City funding so that they could extend their knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's a lot of politics involved in this that I don't care to or know enough to speak to, but I would also say if there's a way to position the Shokan Watershed Stream Management as at least being able to do some train the trainers for other folks, we have been talking about that, because it really is a waste, in my opinion, of really, really specialized resources that we have within that program that we aren't finding a way for them to extend their knowledge.
Right.
And often when we have, we've been told not to. So that's, you know, again, without getting a full lightning rod in, because I truly don't know and I don't want to, because we stay apolitical over here. So, but if there is an opportunity to do some of, again, for us, education and research is what we do. If there's an opportunity for us to be able to help extend that into the rest of the county, I know that that team would like to.
I thought I'd give you a call, track you down, give you a call, talk this week if you want.
Perfect. That would be great if you want to talk later in the week.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Also, I'm just wondering if this is an opportunity to collaborate with, like, SUNY New Paltz or maybe even SUNY Ulster with their, like, science students or whatever, and train them.
One thing with the Lower Esopus is the Farm Hub. They've been very proactive with research and sharing information and being inclusive. And they have partnered with SUNY New Paltz, Dr. Chowdhury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They run an amazing program.
Right.
I think I wish they had more involvement with the management plan.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Legislator Nolan.
Of course, Farm Hub is
in terms of the Shokan Watershed Stream Management Program, which is all of my district, almost all of my district is in it, I think that the way that that offer of assistance would probably best come is if the program is doing educational programs that are serving elected officials and highway superintendents and so forth from the watershed of New York City, then to open that up to anybody in Ulster County is easy. But otherwise, I agree that the city has been very specific about funding things for their watersheds, And they did put up money for the Lower SOPA stream management program, but specific amount of money for a specific purpose. And so I think each request has to be case by case.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, there is a benefit to having more trained people throughout the area,
mm-hmm.
and people move from one place to another. So I think what I'd send back on that is let's do more of those educational programs in general, and they'll be serving the municipalities that are within the New York City watershed and people who could come into their watershed at some future point.
Good, very good feedback. And, you know, they do the certified floodplain manager training that Heidi runs. That position is funded through Mount Popular Extension CEP grant, or like the grant for the DEP funding. So those sort of things, I think have a lot of potential to sort of be built out. But, and again, I will say there is the Shokan Stream folks want to be helping too. And if that, I truly don't know where the barriers are on this or where the resistances are, you know, it's not for this room, but I can find a way to get at least a portion of their salary onto Cornell Cooperative Extension budget potentially, if they know their time is going to be well utilized and their skills are going to be well utilized, because to me it is a waste to waste that kind of expertise and help extend it to other parts.
I'm wondering if also that's an opportunity, like you guys are doing the emergency preparedness with the municipalities, is to kind of put together that template, and then create something for the municipalities that's talking about watershed management and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
That could be a cool.
I know part of the Ashokan crew did help with the RFP for the Lower SOPA stream management plan. I kind of got scolded for that. So they're 100% funded, and it's like, well, we put in 22 hours, so we had to use district funds to reimburse the city. That's, you know, they have these auditors, so 100% of your time is for the watershed. So that's where I'm at. Cornell has a little more flexibility than needed.
Well, even if it was somehow we could come up with like a, you know, 30-30-30 or something, like the county, Cornell, whatever, and like figure out a formula that makes it work. Okay, anything else? Old business? Is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That was quick.
Thank you.